If you're like us, you've dreamt of building your own business empire and the freedom it can bring you. But with hidden challenges along the way, it forces us to answer the hard questions like, how do we grow a real company without taking on debt? Or how can we get leads and buyers when there's so much competition out there? That's why tens of thousands of people have joined OneFunnelAway.com to get those questions answered. And now they're walking a new path of entrepreneurship. I asked some of them about their shocking journey from failure to freedom. I'm your host, Shane Larson, and you're listening to One Funnel Away Stories. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. I am the host of the show, the acting One Funnel Away manager here at ClickFunnels. My name is Shane Larson. Now, I've been running the One Funnel Away Challenge and helping kind of do this thing since September of 2018 in its infancy. And I've seen in that almost 3 years now, that time frame, I've seen so many amazing stories. And here on this podcast, which today we're actually doing a live broadcast of the show into the ClickFunnels Facebook group. But here on this podcast, we like to highlight the customers that have come through here and have earned their One Comma Club Awards, which, for those who aren't familiar with the One Comma Club Award, that is anyone who has made at least, I say at least, $1,000 through their sales funnel and have put in the work. And sometimes you're going to see stories where it was easy peasy, and sometimes you're going to hear stories where, you know, it took a little bit of time. And that's the beauty of the show, is we get to highlight the customers who've put in the work and have seen the success doing so. And today is no different. We're going to hear another success story. And today, joining us and being willing to do this live, which I'm super grateful for, is my man, Jerome Lewis. So Jerome, thank you for joining us, man.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
This is going to be a fun one, brother. So Jerome, tell me real quick, which One Funnel Away challenge did you take? Do you remember when you actually took the challenge, which month it was, more or less?
I believe it was May. I believe it was April that I took the challenge.
Okay, so April of 2021, right? So
2021,
just
yes.
Okay, so for those listening, April of 2021, this is the OFA 2.0 that Jerome took. So in January of 2021, we revamped the One Funnel Away Challenge. So if you guys have taken the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past before 2021, then you need to take it again, because 2021 is the 2.0 revamped version. Jerome took part in this. All right, so and what I mean by that is just, we have some updated content. It's a little bit different the way that we present the information, but it is an amazing opportunity for you guys to learn. So he came in there April 2021. Now, talk to us about your business before One Funnel Away. What were you doing before, Jerome? Did you already have a pre-established business? What were you trying to do in your entrepreneurial journey? And what made you want to take the One Funnel Away challenge, man?
Yeah. So my business, I am within the real estate industry, and I do a little bit of, you know, I'm a real estate investor. I'm also a licensed real estate agent. And I developed a skill of marketing and tech. Like I developed this niche within the real estate industry, and people would request that I do like service, that I service for them. Like, hey, could you show me Facebook ads, or could you show me how to use this tool or that tool? And they were requesting that I do this in like high volume. So I'm like, how could I scale myself and turn this into something? And I had a friend, his name's Carlos. Carlos is like, you probably should just make a course. So I'm like, actually, that's really a good idea. Let me turn my information and my input into a course. And that is my journey before the One Funnel Away Challenge. I just created a course, and I didn't have a way to market that course though, like online. So we did real estate events. So we would fill the room with all these people and events. But when it came to like the online space, I didn't really know how to market a course. And like kind of, I know I'm getting a little bit further down, but going through that One Funnel Away Challenge taught me that I was kind of advertising incorrectly, because of, more specifically, my price point. Like I was trying to advertise and sell a high price point item, and I wasn't doing it correctly. So.
Oh, that's interesting. So we'll revisit that point then, Jerome, here in just a little bit then, because I'd be interested. I'm sure the listeners as well would be interested in hearing that. But it's cool to hear that you already kind of were, you're in the real estate space. You're trying to get into the online, you know, space there, and trying to optimize your knowledge, and you were going to build a course. You know, it's funny. I was actually just talking to a buddy of mine. It's a business partner of mine. And he owns his own paint business. He's a painter. And I was trying to tell him, like, man, like, you know, you could you have a knowledge that you don't even realize. Like, you could probably put a course together. I was literally just talking to him about this yesterday. So you're a painter, man. And he goes, no one's going to pay for that. I'm like, dude, you could put a course together and teach other painters how to paint houses at a high level, you know. And funny thing that he said, like in regards to courses, he all of yesterday he said, "No, that's not going to work. That's not courses. No one cares about that." Literally today, this morning, he hits me up in a message and says, "Hey, just as an FYI, a friend of mine who's in the industry was completely on board with the idea of doing a course together. So we might be doing something like that." I'm like, yeah, exactly. Courses are a good way to go. You don't realize how much information, you know, how much knowledge you have. Like you can share that and people will actually pay for it because it's valuable. So it's cool to hear that, Jerome, that you had this information. Now you're just trying to figure out a way to put that on the online space and do your thing. So coming into the One Funnel Away Challenge, were you familiar with the ClickFunnels software, or was this like a first time experience for all of it?
So I had got into the books like a little before, okay. And I don't know, the marketing, ClickFunnels marketing is like amazing because they find you. However, I already find you. I downloaded like one of the books like years ago, Russell Brunson, I think it was .com Secrets. So I just started reading it this year for some reason. I was like, I got a book on Audible that I need to finish. And I went to finish that book. Somehow I came to Facebook like the next day and there was like the One Funnel Away Challenge. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to join that challenge. I joined that challenge. They were like, it's only $100. And I paid for that. And that's the extent that I've known ClickFunnels. I've heard about it before. I've heard of Russell Brunson. But this year, probably like March and April is when I really got into it and started to pay attention.
I love that. I think it's funny you mentioned they know how to market. Like I tell everybody this. I'm like, if you click on an ad of Russell Brunson, you'll never get rid of him. And I mean that in a good way. I love Russell to death, obviously. But it's just so funny how you said that. It's so true. And that's the effectiveness. Like he's effective with his marketing. He knows what he's doing. And his whole team does too. That's a blessing because we got you into the One Funnel Away Challenge. You were able to learn some stuff, which we'll talk about here in just a second. And obviously you're on the podcast for a reason because you've seen some success. So Jerome, coming into it relatively new to the, you know, you knew of ClickFunnels, but you're relatively new to actually like utilizing it for your business. What was the first, like your initial reaction? I want to know, what was your initial reaction to coming into One Funnel Away for the first time? Like, were you overwhelmed? Were you like, wow, this is amazing? Or was it kind of like, okay, I need to figure out and get my bearings?
So me coming in, the best way to put it is I was overwhelmed, but I knew that overwhelmment was a good thing. And even though I was overwhelmed, that guidance and that structure, I knew like paying for that, like the coaching, they were doing like 4-hour sessions or something like that, live to the Facebook group where you can get that live help anytime you need a help. So I didn't really need that help, but knowing that that help was there was very, very helpful to go get that live tech support. Hey, what do you need help with? What specific funnel? What specific piece of software? How do you get to where you need to get to? That was very helpful. And I was like, this is worth, this is worth more than $100. So I had to pay for it. And I actually paid for it twice. I took it twice. So.
Okay. I got you. And I really appreciate you bringing that up. The resources that are available to the challengers when they come through One Funnel Away, just as a side note, for anybody who's come through One Funnel Away or is thinking about coming through One Funnel Away, we have tools and resources there for you. And, you know, Jerome, you just alluded to it with the whole, tech support. We have tech support open office hours. So that's a new addition to this One Funnel Away 2.0 within the last couple of months, actually. So just so you guys know, if you go into the One Funnel Away Challenge and you have tech questions, like, I don't know how to utilize this software, I don't want to do this because I don't know anything about this, don't worry. That part of your investment for the $100 is not only just taking the course, you have tech support in the mornings for 4 hours that you can just jump on and get your questions answered. Like, hey, how do I connect my SMTP over here? Or how do I, my button's not working properly inside my funnel. How do I do this? And then not only that, we have live consulting calls in the afternoon to work on the strategy piece. So like part of the training that Russell does, some people get caught up in it. It's like going to school and having homework. If you have questions on that homework and the strategy piece, we've got consulting calls in the afternoons that you can join. It's all part of the $100 investment. So I appreciate you, you know, alluding to that and kind of referencing those things because we want people to utilize the resources. I always tell the listeners, Jerome, I always say, hey, listen, the team that we have, they're getting paid to help you. So use them. They want you to come to the calls and stuff because that's what they get paid to do, is they get paid to help you guys. Like that's what they want. They want you guys to use them. So don't feel bad about joining in a call and getting your questions answered. We want you to use the resources that are there. So now, going through the One Funnel Away Challenge, like I said, it's overwhelming at first. There's a lot to do. There's daily missions. It's broken up in bite-sized pieces. But sometimes, you know, some of those things that are new to people, some new strategies and just concepts might be new. So it doesn't, you don't get through it as fast. You know, you got to think through it. I'm curious, Jerome, were there any roadblocks that you mentioned that you came to? Like, was there any roadblocks during the One Funnel Away challenge that you remember? And if you had those, how did you get through them?
There were not a lot of roadblocks for me. It was just that overwhelmment. And I guess the biggest roadblock, and I think for just about anybody, is like mindset. Like, I can do this thing if I focus and do what it is that I'm being instructed to do. And these people, like even whether it's recording or whether it's live, they have the experience and they're going to help you get to where you need to get to. Just follow along, take the instructions. Don't give up on, like, you know, the first few days or whatever. It's a 30-day challenge, and I kind of like to quantify and crystallize things. So 30 days, you know, divide 100 by 30 is like what, $4 a day maybe, or something like that. I'm like, this is way worth way more than that. Even the staff for 4 hours, they're you know, I don't know if it's 4 hours or what, but they were long calls. They were there actively helping you, consulting, and give you that tech support. So I was like, it's well worth it. And the only thing was the mindset. Let me not be overwhelmed and quit on what it is that I need to achieve here.
You know, I love that you mentioned the mindset. I think that it's weird because I've been doing this since 2018. So I've literally seen almost 100,000 people come through the One Funnel Away challenge in that time frame. And a lot of them are entrepreneurs or business owners or have been involved in business in some form or fashion prior to doing it. Not everybody, but a lot of them have been. And even then, like, you'd see these entrepreneurs that have been in entrepreneurship their whole lives, like grinding and grinding and grinding. For some reason, a lot of them still have that mental block of like, I can't get through this. Like, it's a mental block for some reason, a lack of self-belief, if you will. And I'm curious then, Jerome, how, maybe if you could talk to the listeners here who are either live on the Facebook call, who, by the way, since this is live, I do want to say something to the guys that are listening. Sahil, shout out to my boy Sahil. Melanie, I see your comment come through. Melanie Albert. So I just want to shout out the ones who are actually listening live on the Facebook call. Thank you, guys. If you guys have any comments or anything, please leave them here in the thread for us to see. But I want, for the listeners of the podcast, whether they're in the One Funnel Away Challenge right now, Jerome, or maybe they are thinking about taking the One Funnel Away Challenge, how did you, like, what's one piece of advice to get yourself in the right mindset that you would advise them to do?
I say, I can't really think of anything immediately, but my piece of input is make that commitment, make that investment. I'm big on making the investment. So you make the investment, it was $100, and I can't say enough of how much more value was in there versus the $100. And I was like, this is insane, the amount of value that you get here. And there was another opportunity afforded at the end, like, you can do this thing again. And that experience was so fun. And when I said overwhelming earlier, and it was overwhelming, but overwhelming in a positive way. Like, I knew I was going to get there. I had the, you know, not only the tech and the ClickFunnels official teams, not only they were there, but also like my peers, people that joined the challenge with me. They were all excited. We formed groups and everybody's working on different things. Hey, what's your niche? I'm in real estate too. Let's figure this thing out. So yeah, that's my input, my perspective on that.
I love that. Like, and what I think is overlooked a lot, Jerome, is the networking aspect of it. In the One Funnel Away Challenge, for those who are listening, like, you get to come into a Facebook group, which, you know, everyone's like, oh, there's a million Facebook groups out there. Well, that's true. But this is what I always tell people. It's like a group of like-minded individuals, and you might find somebody in your industry. Like, you might find someone in there that you can build either a friendship or a business relationship with during that 30-day time frame, because you're going through something together. I used to tell people this in college, right? You know, everyone has their opinions on college and whatnot, and that's fine. But one of the things I've always said was, the thing I loved about college was not the education. I'm not going to get on that side of things, but it was actually the environment. And what I mean by that was, during the time I was in school, at that particular point, everybody that I was in class with had this mindset of like, I'm going to go to school to then better myself. So everybody was there with this mindset of like, I'm trying to do this to better myself and grow. And it was just a bunch of like-minded individuals. Obviously, we all had different opinions and we're going different directions and career paths and whatnot. But we were all there for one goal, and that was to potentially advance our careers when we get done with school, right? That was kind of the whole mindset. And I think of it like that. You're in a group with like-minded individuals. That's why I love Funnel Hacking Live, for example, amazing event that Russell and the team puts on, because you're there with like-minded individuals, and there is a huge, huge power within that. There's just so much energy and power and help when you have all these people there, and it's awesome. So the community feel is a big piece to One Funnel Away. Now, there are a ton, like I was saying, Jerome, we have, you know this, you've been through it twice, but we've got missions every single day, like different assignments every day. Was there anything in particular, you in the real estate space, you know, trying to put these things online to do a course and whatnot, just your business knowledge, was there anything in particular that was maybe a new lesson for you that you learned that was like brand new to you that kind of maybe the light bulb went off where you're like, oh, like an aha moment, if you will?
Yes. And it was kind of what I mentioned earlier. It was the pricing. So we provide real estate education to real estate investors. And there's like a common theme where, you know, the real estate educator, they'll come in and they'll teach. And then at the end, they'll pitch their course. And most times this is done like live. And it's like, hey, come get my thing and run to the back of the room and buy it. And people are kind of buying on emotion. And the person is there. So people are willing to pay that high price, pay that ticket. But online, it's not the same. And it's like, first of all, like, you know, the One Funnel Away Challenge, something that you learn is you have to qualify who a buyer is. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not qualifying people. And even if I do qualify people, I'm not giving people a low barrier to entry to qualify who is buying, who's going to buy this thing, who is at least is going to whip out their credit card and maybe buy my thing for $7, $17, $27, whatever it is. Find out who the buyers are first, and then you can continue to take them up your value ladder. So that's something I learned. It's like, hey, Jerome, I was selling my course for $9.97, and I did okay. I did a couple of sales at the $9.97 price, but I was like, driving it down people's throat. I didn't give them enough value first. And it was like, actually, this is what you want to do. You want to give them a value by value and let them proceed up your value ladder. That was probably the most valuable piece of information that I learned from the entire challenge. So I'm like, oh, people, yeah, it's not fair, but let me give people something because they want to buy. There are a lot of people. I missed a lot because I priced my item so high. And coming through that challenge allowed me to, hey, actually, people want to buy this. And then they will, again, I already said it, but they will continue to go up your value ladder. And that's what's happening. This month I was in there and it was like 1,000. I was like, oh my God, I'm not even doing any marketing or doing anything. And it was at $1,000 because people are naturally progressing up my value ladder. I was blown away. I was amazing.
See, I am so glad you said that because that's a big piece to this. And I've talked to a lot of people and that is a question that's come up a few times now, where you're used to a certain business model and it almost feels like you're like, I'm putting in all this work. Why would I do like a $7 offer or something, you know, like a low end front end offer? Like I'm providing enough value here. Why would I do that? But you just saying that, Jerome, I hope the listeners hear that and like see the eye opening, how much that opens up all the possibilities out there, because it's huge. It's a huge piece because yeah, it might not be a huge amount on the front end, but you're getting these customers, you're building the trust, if you will, and they will progress through your value ladder and you will get it on the back end because you're providing them so much value. Is there anything in particular, like, did you have a hard time doing that? Or were you kind of just like, you know, I'm just going to do what Russell says. It obviously works. So I'm just going to try it out since it's the first time I've ever done this model. Like, what was that hard for you to make that transition?
Yeah, I like to say, in order to be a great leader, you have to be a great follower. And I don't, ClickFunnels and the marketing, everything that I see, the success that I see here, why would I try to be different than what's already working? So I'm not a hard-headed person. If I pay for something, a coach or a mentor, and they have input, I listen. I do exactly what they tell me to do. So it was no resistance from me on that part. I was like, okay, I'll take it down to $7, and I just got to provide more than enough value. And I was more than happy to do that.
You know, that's words of the wise right there. You know, some people come through and I talk to them a lot. Like every day I'm communicating with customers and, you know, they have a hard time with that because they are used to, they're set in their ways. And I try to remind them, Jerome, like you're in the One Funnel Away Challenge for a reason. You're trying to like, you know, amplify or optimize your business and trying to do something different to scale this out. So you're going to have to maybe think a little bit differently, but they have a very hard time doing it. I love that you said that you got to be a great follower, right? You got to be a great follower. You got to be able to listen and implement what people are teaching, especially if their business model is successful. And that's why you're here, man. You've done the work, you put it in there, and now you're seeing the success. Now, talking about your course, you don't have to give the nitty gritty details because you don't want, you know, to give away all the secrets, but what's like the length of your course and stuff that you're utilizing for your real estate investments and so forth, the investors, I should say.
So the length of the course, I don't know exactly what it is, but the bottom line, I'm like a bottom line person. The bottom mm-hmm. line is my course will teach you, like, there's a bunch of different courses out there, real estate investing, real estate agents. My course is to specifically help real estate investors, real estate agents create and develop a successful Facebook marketing strategy. And I add other stuff in there too, but that's what I want to do. I want to get you to the bottom line, like how to use Facebook ads for real estate, not in general, but for real estate. And I put like different, what I learned throughout the course, like put different bonuses in there. So what you need a template. Here's a template. Let me add that in there. You need some pictures to use. Here's some pictures to use. And I provide all of those things in that course. So
oh, I love that, man. I love it a lot. Jerome, so here's the question. So people are hearing it. They're like, cool. He's had some success. I like this story. This is neat. All right. He's built a course out. This is awesome. But they want to hear a lot of people want to know, like, okay, but does it generate revenue? You've already alluded to it. You've already told us that it has. And I've already told you the listeners here. It's the reason we're interviewing you, because you've seen the success that way. Now, you don't have to give specific numbers, but the One Comma Club is at least $1,000 through a sales funnel. How long did it take you after you finally launched the course and after taking One Funnel Away, which was in April, how long did it take you to generate your first 1,000?
I believe, so I don't pay a lot of attention to my numbers because I'm so all over the place, but it's in the dashboard. And I probably finished the course, you know, I probably started in the beginning of April, if I'm remembering correctly, finished at the end of April. And then May was probably when things started to go. And I wasn't marketing it hard. I was doing, you know, I've been through like pretty much the entire trilogy of the Secrets trilogy. I've been through each of those. And one thing I've been really focused on lately is speaking. So I've been doing a lot of speaking opportunities. And I could probably say from May until now, would probably be fair, is what was the question again?
Well, I was just going to say, how long did it take you to generate your first 1,000?
Probably. So if we count from April to now, do you remember, was it the beginning of April or was it the end of April for OFA?
We had two of them in April. So one was in the beginning and one was in the end. So that's why, like,
okay.
Said
April, so from the beginning of April until probably like last week, it that happened. I don't remember the specifics exactly, but I think like the first month was maybe a couple hundred. And then May was, I don't know what May was. Actually, this month might be 1,000. So I don't have all of my numbers here. It's in the dashboard, but
yeah. You know. So from April, when you started taking the challenge of building out your funnel, until now, which at the time of this recording, which we're doing this live, is near the end of June, like last week of June, mm-hmm. You've been able to earn your One Comma Club award. Were you able to get your funnel completed during the first go around of One Funnel Away? Were you able to get it all put together and whatnot, or how long did it take you to kind of finalize what you wanted to do there?
I took OFA twice and I was not able to finish my funnel on the first go round. And part of that was because I was like on vacation and, you know, things just happened. Then I did it again. Something else that I kind of like, I didn't have an issue paying for was because I have, like, when you pay for that OFA, they give you certain resources that you kind of have forever. So when I got off vacation, I believe it was the end of April. When I got off vacation, I was like, all right, I'm going to go home. I want to lock in and then I'm going to do what I need to do to get that funnel up and running. So I missed the question again. I always do that.
Oh, no, you're good. I was just saying, did you get the funnel built during the One Funnel Away challenge?
No, I didn't. It happened after. It happened during. I did the second challenge. And the first challenge I did, I probably finished like 80% of it. And then I was like, okay, since I finished 80%, I'm going to take it again. I'm pretty sure I'll knock out that other 20% during the second challenge. And that's what I did.
I love that, man. I love to hear that. So, yeah, so for the listeners out there, Jerome took it once and then he took it again, put as much work as he could into the first one. But, you know, life happens. He had vacations. Like, that's what I like to tell people is, like, listen, even if you don't finish it the first time, I would encourage everybody while you're there, if you're getting behind on any missions or anything like that, do your very best to stay up to date with everything. But if life happens, which it does, it's $100. Like, pay into it again, come into it. We've got you covered. Like, we're going to take care of you. So come in there and finish it because it's worth it. Obviously, as you see, Jerome was able to come in there and finish it. And within the last two months or so has been able to see the success there. He's reaping the rewards there. He's providing value to customers and he's seeing how effective the funnels can be because the revenue's coming through now. I would like to know then too, Jerome, there's a lot of people, they'll hear your story. They might be hearing it right now. They might be listening to it later on a podcast platform, who knows, but they'll hear it and they'll be like, oh, that's cool and all. you know, but I'm just not sure. I'm not sure if I should take this. I'm not sure if it applies to my business model and whatnot. I just want to get your advice because you're the one who's been through it. You've been through the thick of things. You've done the work. What's your advice to those people who are either one, going through the challenge for the very first time right now, or two, on the fence and like they're thinking about putting that $100 in to go?
So something I wanted to mention, I want to address really quickly is I paid $100 and I already got 10 times the value. That's something that's very important. And my advice is it absolutely works. And I say take it once. I say take it again. Take it twice. Maybe do it three times. It's $100. It's not that expensive in hindsight. It is highly worth it. And if you're going to take it, listen to the coaches and the mentors. You're paying for their expert advice. So utilize their expert advice. Do what they tell you to do and you should have success. Again, I'm not creative. I'm not, super smart or anything like that. I just do what works. My whole life, I do what works. I find coaches, I find mentors, I find people that say, hey, this is what isn't working. I'll do that. I'll do what works first. And then if I want to be creative, I'll be creative later. But I need to achieve that success first. And that's my input to anybody that wants to go through this challenge. Do what works first and then modify and tweak something. Use that proven model.
I love that, Jerome. Yeah, it's cool because it's hard for a lot of us because we got to kind of humble ourselves sometimes as human beings. We got to be like, okay, I don't know it all, but I'm willing to listen and I'm willing to take the advice from those who do know this particular skill set, this particular industry, this particular niche. And I love hearing it that you were able to go in there and do that. Like you're open enough to say, hey, I'm going to learn. I'm paying for this. So why not learn from the people who know what they're doing? I think that's super cool. So for those listening, if you're in the One Funnel Away Challenge or you're thinking about taking it, take that advice, come in there and be willing to learn and implement what you've been taught. So Jerome Lewis here, he's built his course. Now is the opportunity, Jerome, for you to tell us, where can we find you, man? Like where can we find you for those who are watching on Facebook or those who are listening to the podcast? Where can we find you? Cause we want to see, some more of Jerome Lewis.
So the best, before I talk about where to find me, I want to talk about, we mentioned my funnel and we mentioned, it said $1,000 in there, whatever it did. Right. But that is excluding the other like speaking and pay consultation that I got. So I actually made like more than 10 times my money. I also do like consulting and I have several people come through my consulting business for input, for an hour on what to do in their business. So that's something that I want to mention, like officially inside of the funnel, like the Click Challenge funnel, it's $1,000 that hit those numbers, whatever number is in there now, I hit that, but I also hit from other resources as well. So that's one thing that I wanted to point out to people. And they teach like One Funnel Away, like the challenge teaches you how to charge for your time. It's excellent. Like you can now consult people based on, and you can charge them a price. So that's one thing I forgot to mention. I wanted to mention, if you are interested in learning about me, the best place to find me is YouTube. I specifically like to engage and teach real estate agents, real estate investors, real estate entrepreneurs on how to use tech and marketing in their business. I also like to teach, we have real estate educators. They're paid speaking coaches. I like to show them how to build systems to monetize their input as well. So YouTube, just look me up, Jerome Lewis. And if you like, my website is jeromelewis.com. If you go to my website, you'll find a profile of me, all of my information there. You can email me, text me. Please don't call me because I'm a millennial. If you want to call me, we got to schedule something official, So,
man, Jerome, I love it. I love it a lot. So here's the thing. The real estate market's booming right now, at least in a lot of areas currently. So, well, knock on wood, right? But it's doing really well. So there's a lot of people who can utilize your services. And that's what I would encourage anyone who's listening that even if you don't, maybe you're listening to this because you want to take One Funnel Away Challenge, but maybe you know somebody who's like, oh, I want to get into this. Go find Jerome. Go check him out on YouTube. Go to his website. Go learn. I know there's a lot of people here where I live that would definitely be able to utilize your services. So that's what we want people to do. Like, Jerome's got a skill set. Now he's scaled that out even more, putting it online and whatnot. But you can go and utilize his services because he knows what he's doing. Now, Jerome, you've seen success through One Funnel Away. You started utilizing the funnel software. Like obviously that you mentioned the funnel itself generated this, but you've got these other things that are starting to come through, consultations and all these things. And you've seen the success in a relatively short amount of time. My question for you, my man, is what should we expect to see from Jerome Lewis in the next 12 months?
Oh, man. Well, I'm expecting to just provide what I provide on a large scale. And us here, like anybody that's marketing, anybody that's watching this, you understand that you're a marketer. And something else that I did not mention is the freedom. So that money, the money that was generated through my funnel, it was all passive. I was not promoting hard. I was not actively saying, hey, go buy this thing. It was all passive. And it just kept coming in and coming in and coming in. And it was a great feeling to get that passive revenue. It, within a real estate space, we call it cash flow. We call it that in other industries too. But it's so great for money to just fly into your account when you're like doing something else. That was an amazing feeling. And that's the one thing I appreciate about that. Because it's like, hey, Jerome, and I do some consulting, you know, but my favorite income to receive is that passive income. Where you're doing nothing and money just comes in from nowhere, you know, your YouTube channel or your Facebook somewhere or some speech that you had done. So I expect to continue growing the way I've been growing, and I expect those that money to come in on a larger scale, more volume. So I want to be teaching more real estate entrepreneurs, more real estate investors, more real estate agents on how they can monetize their information and provide better services to their clients.
I love that, man. I don't think anyone's ever going to complain about passive income. That's the whole reason for this. Obviously, you want to be able to bless and you know, provide more value to more clients. That's the whole reason. Getting online, you can have a broader scale, like just get out to more people. But obviously, it's for your well-being, and you want to make the money too. You know what I mean? That's the real life situation here. Passive income, no one can complain about that. And Jerome, you're doing the right things right now. We look forward to seeing the success in the future as well as you continue. You've already started the momentum, and now it's time to continue on with that. And the cool thing about ClickFunnels, Jerome, and I'm sure you already know this, is like, you know, One Funnel Away is just one tiny coaching course, but at ClickFunnels, there's a lot of different training resources for people. There's Funnel Flicks for those who are on the ClickFunnels Platinum subscription. There's the virtual hackathons that Greg Dakins and Yashika put on a daily basis throughout each week, helping people build out different types of funnels for their business. There's just so many different resources out there that people can get into to continue their education and continue growing so they can continue to scale, just like you're trying to do. Like, once you get into the momentum, we have the resources there for you guys. And that's what we want to remind everyone. Just utilize them. Just like in the One Funnel Away Challenge, we have the resources there. Well, outside of One Funnel Away and ClickFunnels as a whole, utilize those resources so you guys can continue to go into the momentum. So, Jerome, I just want to say thank you, man. This has been awesome speaking with you. For those who have listened here on Facebook and for those who are listening on any podcast platform that you're on, I hope you enjoyed it. But Jerome, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me here. And just a final thought to anybody that's watching or listening in the future, fail forward, do it. It's worth the One Funnel Away Challenge is worth it.
I love it. Fail forward. You guys heard it from him. Make sure if you guys are interested in joining the One Funnel Away Challenge, go to onefunnelaway.com. We'll be waiting for you. There's another one starting soon, so we'd love to have you in there. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
If you want to be part of the journey and create your own story that can be shared just like this one, then sign up at onefunnelaway.com to get started with the next One Funnel Away Challenge. We have a new challenge coming up very soon, and we want you to be part of it. This is where you'll learn the strategies and build the foundations of funnel building, along with understanding the basic principles of traffic so you can fill your funnels with paying clients. The coolest part, we do this all in 30 days' time. It doesn't matter if you're an established business owner, a 9-to-5 worker looking for additional income, an affiliate marketer, or someone who's completely new to the entrepreneurial game, it doesn't matter. Regardless of where you're coming from, you need to be here in order to take yourself to the next level. So again, head over to onefunnelaway.com to sign up, and we'll see you in the challenge.